Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, watching the sanctions regime on the Russian Federation because of its attack on Ukraine. The news is, the momentous news is, President Trump and President Putin have spoken and issued directions to their national security teams to begin negotiation to end the war in Ukraine, to find a ceasefire and an accommodation in the future. We do not have details, but I come to Michael Bernstam to ask this question, reporting on the sanctions regime. Did Vladimir Putin agree to enter negotiations, which is always fraught with possibilities and surprises, because the economy is broken? It certainly has looked broken for some time. Within these last days, however, the news out of Reuters is that Russia is claiming a 4.2% growth in some fashion because of its defense industry. Other pieces, however, are not rosy. Michael, a very good evening to you. There's the question. Did Putin come to the negotiation because he cannot afford to go on, nor can he maintain the face of success to his own population, given inflation, given the depredations of the war, and certainly given the budget shortfall? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening to you. It is all of the above, but I think that the major factor is the political pressure from the Trump administration. Trump acts with the best of possible intentions to stop the war, to stop killings, but he, strangely enough for Trump, starts to negotiate from a weak position. So he makes concessions before the other side provided anything. So I think Trump underestimates his own political strength, the strength of the United States, the strength of the United States economy, the strength of the United States influence in the world, including Europe, the Middle East, and China, and the Americas, and probably overestimates the negotiating position of Russia. And Russia enters this not just because of the economic hardships, but because of the difficulty to conduct the war. There are two things. One is hard to finance the war, and another is hard to conduct the war. They brought in the North Korean soldiers. The North Koreans left. They are talking now, remarkably, of bringing in the Houthis from Yemen to fight for Russia, which means that they're just short of personnel, and they're short of military supplies. And now they just announced that they have advanced expenditure on January 2025 for the military production, military equipment. So they run a huge budget deficit now, and they are in a relatively weak position on which the Trump administration, President Trump, could capitalize. But didn't.
The oil. The news from Europe is that the European Union warships, their Coast Guard, their naval vessels, will begin to intercept the Shadow Fleet. That has not happened to my memory before. The Shadow Fleet has operated in open defiance of the European Union. Is that persuasive in Moscow that the Shadow Fleet selling to India and China will be shut down?
Well, the Shadow Fleet has a very important function because now 84% of all crude oil And 41% of liquid petroleum products, such as diesel, are shipped by the shadow fleet. And the function of the shadow fleet is simple, to sell above the price cap. The price cap is $60 per barrel for crude and $105 for refined products, such as diesel. And China and India had been, I emphasize, had been willing to buy above the price cap, and now they are using this possibility that they are demanding higher discounts. So the discount today, oil goes in the world for $75 per barrel. It's today's, and projected to be 74 through the next several months. But the discount used to be $12. Now it went to 13. And now for some parts of the world, China and India, they demand $15 per barrel discount, which means that by itself, Russia will sell below the price cap. It is projected that they will lose on all these discounts and increased shipping costs, $47 billion in 2025. It's a projection, but it's a lot of money.
Michael, there is news that Russia's gold supply, which has been its ace in the hole for some time, the gold supply is being reduced at a dramatic rate. Why? Why are they selling gold?
This we're talking about not the gold of the central bank. The central bank holds on its gold supply because it's a major factor to support the currency, domestic currency, the ruble. We're talking about private gold, the gold in the vaults of commercial banks, and the gold that is bought and sold by households, by individuals. And now, during the high inflation and prices of gold going up, it is a good deal for individuals to run away from the ruble and to run into the dollars, to run into the euros, and run into gold. And then, because there are no sanctions on individuals to sell gold, they sell gold through third countries, through Central Asian countries and others. So they go to the bank, they use their bank accounts to buy gold. That's why the balance and the balances of commercial banks, gold, goes down, and then it is part of the capital flight. Don't forget that close to 20% of financial assets of households are not in the rubles. They are in foreign currencies and in gold. 87% are in cash. $87 billion of household wealth are in dollars and euros and renminbi in cash. And then another $74 billion are deposits in foreign banks, mostly in dollars and euros. So generally, there is no trust in domestic currency on the part of Russian households. And when you have a double-digit inflation, it's rational and smart.
The central bank announcing that it's going to keep its benchmark rate, this is Reuters, on Valentine's Day, going to keep it, maintain the same benchmark rate. Now, inflation is clearly out of control in parts of Russia. So what is the central bank thinking here, that we're going to brave this out?
No, the central bank is not thinking about it. The central bank announced that they wanted to raise their policy rate from 21% to 23%. But they're under a huge political pressure. Recall that even in the United States, the Nixon administration and now the Trump administration is trying to influence the central bank, the Federal Reserve Board. But in Russia, they're just subordinate. They're just an agent of the government. And so they, against their own intentions, against their own wishes, they held the froze the policy rate at 21%.
Your opinion of the U.S. position, is it a strong one going into these negotiations, given the state of the Russian economy? We have 30.
Well, the United States position could have been much stronger than expressed by President Trump. It is a strong position, but apparently the United States government doesn't appreciate.
And the Europeans are going to watch this negotiation, unless, of course, they're invited to the table. Are they going to continue their participation in the war, given the shortfall of energy in Germany with a big election coming? How do you foresee that?
Well, the Europeans will, they already proposed that they will increase their budget for the military from under 2% on the average to 3%. The Trump administration demanded 5%. So the Europeans said 3% now, the NATO members. And the Europeans will continue because it is their security right that's threatened.
Michael Bernstam, the Hoover Institution, early days of negotiation. I'm John Batchelor.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.